The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I will be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church, USA. The commentary for December was written by Dorothy Sanders Wells, who serves as Bishop of the Diocese of Mississippi, committed to working for racial healing, justice, and equity for all of God's people. She was a lawyer for many years before leaving the practice to follow God's call to ordained ministry. She and her husband Herb have two daughters. The commentary for Monday, December 15th, begins as follows with a passage from the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, chapter 1, verse 7. On the 24th day of the 11th month, the month of Shebat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo. Here's the commentary. It was the 15th day of the 12th month of the year, 2012, of the Gregorian calendar. A church in suburban Memphis, Tennessee, began filling with people. Music stirred our hearts. A seminary professor preaching a gripping sermon, and clergy from throughout the Diocese of West Tennessee joined our bishop in laying hands on me, as the power of the Holy Spirit was invoked, and I was made a priest. However memorable or not that day was for anyone else, it is etched on my heart. It all started in West Tennessee, where I was shaped by continuing challenges with poverty, homelessness, undereducation, and underemployment. Many of the books of the prophets begin by describing the period during which they ministered. These markers help establish a context for their prophetic words by depicting more about the world around them. Our own ministries, in whatever form they may take, happen at particular times and places where God calls us to be, and our own prophetic voices are raised in prayerful response. And now I'm going to read from Zechariah chapter 1, verses 7 through 17. On the 24th day of the 11th month, the month of Shebat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo. And Zechariah said, "In the night I saw a man riding on a red horse. He was standing among the myrtle trees in the glen, and behind him were red sorrel and white horses. Then I said, 'What are these, my lord?' The angel who talked with me said to me, 'I will show you what they are.' So the man who was standing among the myrtle trees answered, 'They are those whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth.' Then they spoke to the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees, 'We have patrolled the earth, and lo, the whole earth remains at peace.' Then the angel of the Lord said, 'O Lord of hosts, how long will you withhold mercy from Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, with which you have been angry these 70 years? Then the Lord replied with gracious and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. So the angel who talked with me said to me, 'Proclaim this message. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am very jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion, and I am extremely angry with the nations that are at ease. For while I was only a little angry, they made the disaster worse. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I have returned to Jerusalem with compassion. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and the measuring line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Proclaim further, thus says the Lord of hosts, My city shall again overflow with prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and again choose Jerusalem. And the moving forward question for this Monday, December 15th is, how is your ministry shaped by time and context? The commentary for Tuesday, December 16th begins with a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 42. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. The late Congressman John Lewis shared a story of growing up in Georgia. He and a group of cousins were playing together at an aunt's small shotgun house when a storm suddenly arose. The fierce winds threatened to blow the house from its foundation. As the children huddled around their aunt, she told them to hold hands. Slowly, the aunt moved them around the house from one side to the other. The weight of their small bodies, when centered together, where the house seemed the weakest against the winds, proved enough to keep the house standing through the storm. The children learned a valuable lesson, not only about using all of their weight and moving toward the place most in need of support, but also how to respond calmly and in unity in the face of the unexpected. The day of the Lord's coming may arise like an unexpected storm, and for a moment, it may feel as if our earthly house cannot stand. Choosing to walk hand in hand while supporting the weakest part of the house gives us direction in which to move and love. And now I'm going to read the full passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 32 through 44. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. And the moving forward question for this Tuesday is, who needs your help in withstanding a storm? Now let's turn to the commentary for Wednesday, December 17th, the day on which we commemorate Ember Day and Dorothy L. Sayers. It begins with a passage from Zechariah in the Old Testament, chapter 3, verse 4. The angel said to those who were standing before him, Take off his filthy clothes. And to him he said, See, I have taken your guilt away from you, and I will clothe you in festal apparel. During my tenure as rector of a church in Tennessee, our parish family began serving a public school reading program as a hands-on way of supporting students in underserved schools. I asked the principal about needs beyond our presence as reading coaches. She admitted that a washer and dryer were on her wish list. A member of our parish had called me just the afternoon before, offering a perfect condition washer and dryer to share with a ministry. Quickly, we arranged to move the washer and dryer to the school. We heard about a teacher who was able to launder a fifth grader's shirt and pants. His clothing had been dirty and other students had been teasing him. "He's already doing better in class," the principal said. "The dirty clothing was an impediment to learning. He just needed that boost in confidence to know that he's valued." When we work together to value the dignity of all people, God is glorified. And now I'm going to read this full passage from Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. "Then he showed me the high priest Joshua standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a brand plucked from the fire?' Now Joshua was dressed with filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Take off his filthy clothes.' And to him he said, 'See, I have taken your guilt away from you, and I will clothe you with festal apparel.' And I said, 'Let them put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with the apparel. And the angel of the Lord was standing by. Then the angel of the Lord assured Joshua, saying, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways and keep my requirements, then you shall rule my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you the right of access among those who are standing here. Now listen, Joshua, high priest, you and your colleagues who sit before you, for they are an omen of things to come. I am going to bring my servant the branch. For on the stone that I have set before Joshua, on a single stone with seven facets, I will engrave its inscription, says the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the guilt of this land in a single day. On that day, says the Lord of hosts, you shall invite each other to come under your vine and fig tree." And the moving forward question for this Wednesday: how might God call us to reclothe our neighbors and restore their dignity? The commentary for Thursday, December 18th, begins with a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 8 and 9. "The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.'" A favorite professional male choral ensemble included the Negro spiritual "Keep Yo Lamps Trimmed and a Burnin'" on most of their programs, accompanied only by drum. The rich voices soared in harmony into the churches where they performed, reminiscent of how the sound of enslaved persons' voices surely must have risen from the fields. Historians believe spirituals became a way for enslaved persons to communicate with one another. "Keep yo lamps trimmed and a burnin'" certainly spoke to being prepared for the coming of Christ. Those words could also have signaled to enslaved persons that a given night would be a good time to slip into the darkness to make their way to freedom. An enslaved person could carry little more on their journey to freedom than ready feet. But the goal was always to be prepared, just as those bridesmaids were prepared to await the bridegroom with lamps filled with oil. And now I'm going to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." And the moving forward question for this Thursday, how can you be ready your life, or how can you ready your life for the coming of Christ? The commentary for Friday, December 19th, begins with a passage from Zechariah chapter 7, verses 9b to 10a. "Show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the orphan, the alien, or the poor." In June 2023, Thayer Khalid al-Rahal took to the sea. Displaced during the Syrian conflict, he and his family lived in a Jordanian refugee camp. But Thayer's 4-year-old son was suffering from leukemia, so Thayer scraped together money to pay a smuggler for a spot on a boat bound for Europe, hoping to find work and send home money for his son's care. The smuggler boarded Thayer and about 750 more migrants on an overcrowded fishing trawler. It sank under disputed circumstances, and Thayer died with hundreds of other immigrants, all of them hopeful for a chance at making a living on the other side of the voyage. Poor would-be migrants without employment and survival options in their home country too easily become prey to smugglers who fail to show mercy and oppress the most vulnerable. Thayer may have been a commodity to smugglers, but he wasn't nameless or forgotten. As we remember Thayer, may we stand against oppression and seek ways to reflect God's love to every person. And now I'm going to read the full passage from Zechariah chapter 7, verse 8, through chapter 8, verse 8. "The word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, render true judgments, show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the orphan, the alien, or the poor, and do not devise evil in your hearts against one another.' But they refused to listen and turned a stubborn shoulder and stopped their ears in order not to hear. They made their hearts adamant in order not to hear the law and the words that the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore, great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. Just as when I called, they would not hear, so when they called, I would not hear, says the Lord of hosts. And I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations that they had not known. Thus the land they left was desolate, so that no one went to and fro, and a pleasant land was made desolate. Now the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I am jealous for her with great wrath. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts shall be called the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with staff in hand, because of their great age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Even though it seems impossible to the remnant of this people in these days, should it also seem impossible to me, says the Lord of hosts? Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them to live in Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God, in faithfulness and in righteousness. And the moving forward question for this Friday is, how are you called to stand against oppression? The commentary for Saturday, December 20th begins with a passage from Matthew 25, verse 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. A mother lost her job when unexpected changes from day to evening shifts left her without child care for her toddler. Her low-wage job had allowed little savings, and she soon found her family served notice of eviction. Forced to leave behind beds and large furnishings, she had only what she could pile into her car. To not lose her children to the foster care system, she would need beds and essentials, a new deposit, and first month's rent. On a snowy night, that mother and her children found shelter with the church that had chosen to open its doors to provide emergency shelter. The family ate a hot meal, showered, and settled onto cots with warm blankets. For 3 days, different church groups came in, prepared food, and visited with guests. As the weather cleared, another nearby church opened its food pantry, sharing shelf-stable items the family could eat without having a stove or microwave. God's people came together to serve neighbors and reflect God's love in a cold, dark world. And now I'll read from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep at His right hand and the goats at the left. Then the King will say to those at His right hand, Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the King will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And the moving forward question, how are you called to show radical hospitality? Now, as we near the end of this week and the end of this program, let's turn to the commentary for Sunday, December 21st, the fourth Sunday of Advent. It begins with a passage from Matthew chapter 1, verse 20b. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. For those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, tonight we will experience the winter solstice. This longest night will be marked by blue Christmas services at many places of worship where neighbors who are grieving, suffering, or experiencing profound loneliness can come together to acknowledge the pain in their souls and find respite. The days and nights must have felt especially long and painful for a faithful man named Joseph. As he pondered how he might quietly dismiss Mary and minimize the harm to be suffered by her and their families, then in what may have been the darkest hours of his life, Joseph was visited by an angel whose message was to not be afraid. Even in this season of long, dark, cold nights, perhaps ones filled with grief and burdens, an angel among us encourages us to fear not and to trust the Holy Spirit to direct us in all things. And the moving forward question for this Sunday, how might you be an angel of comfort to others? And that's all the time we have for today's episode of Reflections Day by Day. Let's close with a special prayer from Father Richard Rohr, founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Let us pray. Creator God, O great love, thank you for living in us and through us. May all that we do flow directly from our deep connection with you and other beings. Help us become a community that shares each other's burdens and the weight of glory. Listen to our heart's longings for the healing of our world. Knowing that you are hearing us better than we are speaking, we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in all the holy names of God. Amen. I'm George Douglas. Thank you so much for joining me today for Reflections Day by Day. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Reflections Day by Day is a presentation of the North Carolina Reading Service and is available as a podcast right after the broadcast. Stay tuned next week for a new program of Forward Day by Day. Goodbye until next time.